Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays, we have the MLM View with Ms. Ruth Bradford. And today on Ruth's show, Ruth is going to be discussing a very, very important book called The Slight Edge, written by Jeff Olson. And I mean, I'm really excited about today's program because a book that we also use in our teen and youth development program called Success for Teens is based on The Slight Edge and, you know, it parallels a lot of the things that he covers in his book, but, you know, for youth, I mean, because that's what Movements Unlimited is about, youth development. And so I'm really excited that, you know, that Ruth has chosen to deal with this topic today also for the adults. And, you know, Ruth is an entrepreneur and a mentor to network marketers around the world, helping them start and grow their business and live extraordinary lives. Ruth first started following Home-Based Business 101 on her journey from her her distinguished post office job to being able to open up her own home office job. And so with no further ado, let's go on and bring up Ruth so that I don't take up too much time with introductions so that she can help you with all of the positive and great information that I know that's in this book called The Slight Edge. Hey, Ruth, how you doing today?
Good afternoon, Baba Jahi. How are you? I am doing awesome.
Hey, great. Just glad to be in the land of the living.
Well, thank you for that wonderful introduction. I'm glad to be here with you today. Ladies and gentlemen, this, as Baba Jahi said, is the MLM View. And starting this and continuing this week with the discussion of the slight edge, I want to just remind you of what we talked about last week. Now, the slight edge is a philosophy, and it consists of doing things. This is the thing. Life is going to pass you by anyway. It's going to happen on a daily basis. We're all given 24 hours in the day. And so what you decide to do with your 24 hours will either move you toward your goal, and with this being the MLM business, we're talking to and helping network marketers on this show. So what you decide to do on a daily basis will either move you toward your goal or away from your goal. So the slight edge philosophy is just doing a few simple things over a consistent period of time will yield you the results that you want. And that's the thing, taking the action. That's what I said, taking actions on a few simple things will yield you either positive results or failing to take action on those things will not yield you positive results. They would not be the kind of results you want. But the slight edge, as Baba Jahi said, was written by a gentleman named Jeff Olson. And where I first found out about this philosophy, I think, and he does give Jim Rohn the credit for introducing the philosophy to him. And that's one of the things I like about network marketing is that, you know, knowledge is passed on. Now, Jim Rohn, his mentor was Earl Schoaf. So that's one, two, three generations of people that have passed on this philosophy to me now, so I'm the fourth generation of Slight Edge users. And I've just said the people that know about it. And this actually is like it's a secret until you know what's happening in your life. It's not a secret that's intentionally kept from you. It's just the fact that you don't know what you don't know. So, but this is the secret that has gotten a lot of people to become millionaires in their lives. So one day I'm going to play the introduction. One week I'm going to play the introduction for you. I don't have that scheduled for this week. It's the length is about 30 minutes, and so we'll have to schedule a longer show for me to play that for you. But tell you what, Baba Jahi, are you still there? Do we have time? Can you extend the show today? Because that would be a great thing for me to do for our listeners today.
Yeah, go ahead, work what you got to work on, and I'll do that. How much do you need to extend it to, about 15 minutes?
Would you, yes, extend it 15 minutes, and if you would go ahead and play our commercial, then we'll come back and we'll start with the recording.
Okay, no problem. All right, we're going to go ahead to station break while Ruth's getting the recording together, and here we go. Hey, you're listening to Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Home Based Business 101 is a part of the Movements Unlimited Business Outreach Radio Program Network to inspire all generations about entrepreneurship and entrepreneur development. Hey, we have a hot new program called the Movements Unlimited Youth and Young Adult Business Mentoring Program. To find out more about that program, go to www.movementsunlimited.com. And when you go there, hey, you'll get information. Hey, that's Curtis Mayfield in the background. Yes, it sure is. We are a winner. Yes, Movements Unlimited is about developing winners. And when you go to that website, you can find out how you can become a winner. We want to be able to help our young people out there, 18 to 24 years old, to learn how to access opportunities that was not presented to generations previously before their time. And with that said, go to the website, www.movementsunlimited.com. Thank you. All right, that's Movements Unlimited advertisement there. It's, again, Movements Unlimited is a 501c3 nonprofit corporation, and with that, we primarily focus on youth and young adult development. And again, like I said, I'm excited about the topic today that Ruth has, because there's a book that we use called Success for Teens that is based on the Slight Edge philosophy, and that's what we use when we do the entrepreneur development with our young people. And so, you know, it's all ties together, it all comes in together, and we're just very, very excited to have Ruth as a partner. And I'm going to turn it back over to Ruth. Show has been extended 15 extra minutes, so take it away.
Well, thank you, Baba Jahi. And ladies and gentlemen, have you ever heard of Murphy's Law? That's the law that says if something will go wrong, can go wrong, it will go wrong. So today I'm having technical issues with my computer, Baba Jahi, so I can't bring that file up, but the show must go on, and I will continue talking about the Slight Edge here. So we will schedule next week to hear a clip from the Slight Edge so you can really start this journey for yourself. And you're already on it. But my wish for you and my mission here is to help you along your journey. When I first started out in network marketing, which we call MLM, I didn't know about it. I was doing things that yielded me results that I wasn't happy with. I didn't know how to talk to people. I didn't know what to say to people. And I didn't, so therefore, I didn't make the money that I wanted to make. But once I found out about the Slight Edge, everything changed for me. And and this is the thing. You can apply this philosophy in every area of your life. And so I applied it to the most important areas of my life, and that being my faith, my family and friends, my fitness, and then my free time or my fun time. And what all those things had in common with the Slight Edge is that the financial part of it is all, it is determined by how, all those relationships are determined about how financially sound your life is. Because I always say, romance without finance is a nuisance. And, you know, we're charged with tithing and sharing our, you know, what we have been blessed with by tithing. So every aspect that I talk about, for me, the slight, you know, going into business, I'm in business to make money. And people talk about money, but you need money to live. You need money to make your life, have the best life you can in this society, in the world that we're living in today. So once I started applying Flight Edge to how I built my business, how I worked my money, how I applied that to my finances, things started changing for me. So we talked a little bit last week about the Flight Edge and how Olympic runners, what's the difference in a winner or a loser? It's 1/100th of a second. And what's the difference in how, whether water is simmering or whether it's boiling? It's 1 degree. At 211 degrees, water simmers. But add that 1 degree, and at 212, water is boiling. So that's what the Flight Edge is. It's just being there, applying that steadiness, steady, 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 until you get that desired result. So once I found out about the Flight Edge, the same millionaires that taught me about the Flight Edge also taught me about the secret income of multimillionaires. So that's what I'm going to talk about today, the secret income. So there are two types of incomes in the world, but only one will give you freedom. Only one will let you own your life. So let me share a story with you. The secret income of multimillionaires is the story. And so the first type of income that will help you own your life is linear income. It's when you trade time for money. And if you're like most people, you have to work for a living. If you don't get paid, don't work, you don't get paid. If I didn't show up at the post office to work, no, I didn't get paid. For example, when a school bus driver drives a school bus, she gets paid. And when her shift is over at 5 p.m., she didn't get paid. So my cousin Betty was a school bus driver, and I knew perfectly well about the stories of school bus drivers. Now let's talk about my friend, my primary care physician that retired. We both retired last year at the same time. Her name was Dr. Kwan. So when Dr. Kwan performed surgery, she got paid. But when she closed that door to her office at 5 p.m. or 6 p.m., she stopped getting paid. And even though she got paid a lot more money than my cousin Betty, the school bus driver, they were both in the same boat. They were trading time for money. So that's how linear income works. You receive income when you work, and when you stop working, your income stops. So linear income continues as long as you continue to work. Now, the second type of income that I choose to apply the Flight Edge to is called royalty income. That's the secret of multimillionaires. They know about royalty income and how applying the Flight Edge will benefit you in the long run. So royalty income, some people think or know of it as passive or recurring or residual income. And multimillionaires know the secret to creating true wealth is creating royalty income. That's when you do the work right one time and you get paid over and over and over again for the work you did. So have you heard of Michael Jackson? Have you heard of Michael Jordan? I don't know if you're there, Baba Jahi, but if you've heard of them, have you heard of those two people? Well, audience, I'm sure you all have. Michael Jordan did the work right one time by winning six championships. And he inked, or he signed the dotted line on the dotted line for a contract with Nike. So today, Michael Jordan collects a royalty checks every month from Nike for all the Air Jordans he sold. He never has to dunk another ball, but guess what? He does go to the bank every month and cash that check. So whether Michael's flying in a private jet or playing a casual round of golf, he's still making money. He makes money 24 hours a day, regardless of what he's doing. That's called royalty income. Another person I want to ask you, have you ever heard of? Elvis Presley. Sure you have. Elvis did the work right one time by writing numerous hit albums. Today, when his songs are played on the radio or get downloaded from iTunes, his daughter, Lisa Marie, collects a royalty check from the record company. She never has to write a hit album, but she does collect those checks. So while Lisa Marie shops in Beverly Hills on Rodeo Drive or drinks a cool drink on South Beach in Florida, she's still making money. That's called royalty income. Are you familiar with Harry Potter, the franchise that made J.K. Rowling a household name? Everybody's heard of Harry Potter. Well, J.K. Rowling did the work right one time by writing the Harry Potter series. Today, she collects a royalty check from her publishing company every single month. She never has to write another book. In fact, she even makes money while she sleeps. That's called royalty income, everybody. And so in learning about the secret income of millionaires and how they, you know, and knowing that they apply the slight edge to that part of their life, and what I learned from the millionaires that I've been had the pleasure or the blessing to meet. So if you can imagine, if you had $1 million sitting in your savings account, and imagine you knew exactly how to invest the money without losing it all. You did the work right one time, and today you'll collect a dividend check for $5,000 every month. Even after you quit your job, you're still making money. That's called royalty income. So I started getting excited after I heard this story, y'all, and I clearly saw how royalty income was the secret income of multimillionaires. And it was also this exact kind of income I wanted or I needed in my life, because if they can get paid for doing the work once, so can I. So also, if I had royalty income, I could wake up when I was done sleeping rather than to the buzz of an alarm clock that I used to wake up to. I used to have to set my alarm clock for 5 o'clock in the morning, well, I would say 4:30, because at 5 o'clock I would start my day preparing to go to the post office. But I could also fire my boss if I wanted to. I could spend as much time with my grandkids that I wanted to, and I could do charity work, I'm going to be doing a charity walk next month. I could travel without having to ask for time off, and I could do what I wanted, when I wanted, and with whom I wanted. I would own my life. So I hope that this is giving you the information you need about royalty income. But royalty income is great for Michael Jordan, Elvis Presley, and J.K. Rowling of the world, but what about you and me? We can't jump like Michael Jordan. We can't swivel our hips like Elvis and sing those songs about the blue suede shoes. And I certainly cannot write an album or a book, a 500-page book, really, like Harry Potter was. And I don't have $1 million sitting in my savings account. But all I had was linear income until October of 2009. And linear income wasn't getting me any closer to owning my life. It was only getting me depressed, frustrated, and angry. So when I found out about royalty income, I went to work. And that's when I went to work really applying the slight edge and the philosophies that you're going to be reading about in that book. And if you, there's also an audio version that where you can get it and just read it too. So once I found out that there was a way to get monthly checks for thousands of dollars so you can do the things you want in life, so you can achieve your dreams, and all the best of what royalty income can serve for you, that's when I really, really, really got busy. So multimillionaires know the secret to creating wealth is in creating royalty income. And they also know that using the slight edge by doing the simple disciplines over time, individually, and even your team can use the slight edge. If everybody, imagine everybody on your team is using that same philosophy, your business will pick up professionally and with your team and individually, as I said, applying that slight edge to, you know, my daily, practicing my faith daily, building relationships or nurturing the relationships with my family and friends daily, doing just like 30 minutes of exercise daily in terms of my health, and then taking some time out each day to laugh and have fun and just, you know, release. Your finances will improve because you'll have more of a balanced life. So that's how I use the slight edge, and it serves me very well. And next week when we come back, I will have a little clip that I want to play for you about the slight edge. You said, Ruth, why are you talking about this? Because it works, ladies and gentlemen. I have met these people in person that are using this philosophy. And we all, you know, today on the Internet, you can't turn on your computer without someone saying, make $2,000 a week, make $3,000, make $200, $2,000 a minute even. There are so many exaggerated claims out here. That's why I'm so glad that We Work From Home is a platform on Blog Talk Radio for us to share the truth with you. And if I would want to, before I get off the call today, I want to also remind you to go back and listen to the Gospel of Working From Home yesterday morning, because you'll be able to hear some testimonies of how some people have used network marketing to better their life. And I know that the people that I heard on that show yesterday when I listened are putting the slight edge to work for them. As I said, it's a secret, but it's not a secret that people are intentionally keeping from you. You have, when you seek out and when you start wanting, and when you have a will, let me tell you, God will provide the way. So you have to want to do better. And when you want it to do better, he will provide and put people in your path that will help you and allow you to do better in life. So I got a lot out of that show yesterday, and I want to recommend that you go back and listen to that. That was an awesome show. And another thing that's going to be happening this week, I want to start bringing you updates about events that are happening around the country. So this week in Dallas on Wednesday, one of the top trainers in network marketing will be doing a show, not a show, I'm sorry, will be giving a seminar Wednesday night here in Dallas. And his name is Tom Big Al Schreider. And I want to invite you out as my guest, to be the guest of myself and my husband. We'll cover the cost for you to attend this event. So if you would like to attend the event with us, just you can call me at 530-MLM-VIEW. That's 530-MLM-VIEW. And let me get the title of the seminar right quick for you. Tom comes around, he travels the world giving live workshops for anybody that has a team in network marketing. So this week he's going to be Wednesday, April 27th from 7 to 10 p.m. He's going to be here in Dallas. And the topic or the subject of the seminar will be icebreakers. Learn how to get prospects to say, please tell me about your product or business. And so you can reserve a seat to attend this event. The cost is $20 at the door. You can go to fortunenow.com, and you can register there, but tell them that Ruth Bradford sent you, or you can just call me and let me know, and I'll put you on the list as my guest. And once again, my phone number is 530-MLM-VIEW, 530, and then just type in MLM-VIEW. And so with that being said, I hope to see you at the event Wednesday night, and I really hope to see you back here next Monday at the same time, and where we will be finishing our topic of the slight edge. And Baba Jahi, is there anyone out there that has a question for me or comment, press 1 on the keypad. We have just a few more minutes here, and I'll be glad to take some questions.
You got a 813-716 person on the line. I don't know if they want to ask a question or add a comment.
Did they press 1 on the keypad?
No.
Okay. They probably are not where they can talk. I want to thank the callers and thank the people in the chat room for being with us today. And thank you, Baba Jahi, for allowing me the time to be on your platform and share my experience in network marketing and MLM with everybody. And as I said, this is my view. My view is that anyone that get into this business can do this business. Anyone that get into this business will have the success as long as they are willing to work for it. God will make a way.
Okay,
so
we got a few more minutes left, and I've been in the chat room. I've been posting the information from the Slight Edge Philosophy by Jeff Olson, and
let me tell them where they can go and join the community, and I'll be there. They can go to hold on one second, slightedge.org. If you go there, let me go and pull this up. You can go to that website, ladies and gentlemen, and sign up to be on Jeff Olson's newsletter. And as I said, this is the philosophy and the principle that will make you a millionaire if you choose to follow it. We're going to be, you're going to wake up in the morning, you got 24 hours. Decide how you want to use them.
Yeah, we all have the same 24 hours each day.
You do. We all have it. Why? And so my thing about it, Baba Jahi, is you and I and Cynthia are enjoying the fruits of network marketing. I want everybody in the sound of my voice to know about it and to be able to enjoy the same benefits and freedoms that we are. And the slight edge, applying this to your life. And like you said, even the kids, we have the book Success for Teens. This is the same philosophy we're teaching them. So we'll be going over it a little bit more next week. I want to thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me each week. Go to Slight Edge, theslightedge.org. Let me see here, make sure I'm telling you the right one. Or just go to Google and type it in. Yes, slightedge.org. Sign up for their free community there. And they also have a Facebook page. So when you go there, you'll see all that. But we want to thank you for being on our being with us today. Oh, that's right. You did extend the show, so I don't have to rush off.
No, you don't have to rush off, and we can, we can dialogue a little bit here as you've laid out the background and the benefits and all of that. And one of the things that we go through with the young people out of the book Success for Teens is one of my favorite chapters out of the book. Is vision boards, and if you would like, we can dwell into that a little bit about why they're so important. Because, your mind can only hit a target that it can see. You talked about Michael Jordan, and one of the things I always ask young people, especially those that tell me they want to play basketball, I want to be like Mike. I said, what was Mike's workout routine in the morning? And they look all puzzled.
Exactly.
So Michael Jordan shot 300 jump shots every morning, not 150, not 299, 300 every morning before he even showed up for team practice.
Wow.
That was his morning ritual.
Amazing.
His routine.
And to him, it was that discipline. That was his
discipline right.
that
right.
he executed, that he took. He had to take action. He had to get up, and he wasn't wishing for it to be the best. He was working to be the best, correct?
That's right. The,
and so the work to
ahead.
Be the best, they get paid.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to tell people. They mm-hmm. can learn to hone. Their skill might not be jumping like Michael Jordan, but identify mm-hmm. what your skill is,
and then
be best at what you do.
Yeah. There was a game recently, well, it was before the playoffs, when Los Angeles had lost to Miami, and it was in Miami, they had lost to Miami. And Kobe held up the team flight back to L.A. What was Kobe doing? Kobe, after the game, they had lost. Kobe was still on the court practicing shots because he was peed because they lost. And
oh,
so
my goodness.
He held, see, the people don't see this side of competition. He could have just said, well, okay, we lost a nice game. Let me get on the bus so we can get to the airport and fly on back to L.A. No. Kobe said, I don't like this. So, you know, and it's interesting. I don't know how many other players on the team might have joined him, but Kobe said, I'm not ready to go yet. I got some stuff I want to practice for about an hour. And since he's a franchise player, well, you know, what they going to do? No, Kobe, you can't do that. It's time to go. That's the slight edge. That's how he makes certain key and crucial shots.
Yes.
It's because he's willing to discipline himself. There's two things that we always was saying that we tell people. See, there's two pains we experience in life. That's either the pain of regret or the pain of discipline. Now, either
right.
you discipline yourself to accomplish what you want, and there's going to be, we're not saying that it's fun. It's going to be some pain involved, or you can have the pain of regret. I share a quick story. In high school, I was on the tennis team. My junior year, I was the number three player, and a friend of mine, Bruce, was the number two player. So the coach had already said, well, next year Bruce would be number one and you would be number two. I said, uh-uh. He said, no, see, you was number three this year and Bruce was number two, so you move up to two and Bruce will move up to one. I said, uh-uh. I said, I'm going to be number one next year. I said, how can you determine what I'm going to be already? He says, well, that's because Bruce was number two and you was number three. Well, you know, what I did that winter, because, see, at that time playing tennis in the inner city, there was no indoor facilities for African-Americans to play in. In 1968 in Baltimore, Maryland, 1968, 1969, there was no indoor facilities. So my mother looked at me and my father like we were crazy. You know, we would go snow, we'd shovel the court off at night, put some salt down so that way it would be dry in the morning.
Wow.
Put on some long johns and some gloves so I could go practice tennis because I was determined I was going to be number one. When it came time for tennis season that year, my senior year, my buddy Bruce, he couldn't beat me, he couldn't win a game off. But I was that determined that I was going to be number one. And in order to be number one, I had to practice during the winter. There was Bruce. He didn't practice during the winter because he didn't have the discipline to go out, shovel the snow off the course at night, put salt down,
yes,
and be able to practice the next day. So I didn't even know nothing about the philosophy of the book, The Slight Edge, but the principles, that's what I'm talking about right here. That gave me the slight edge where I was able to accomplish my goal for my senior year, which was to be the number one tennis player on the team.
And Baba Jahi, let me ask you this now. That was that simple discipline of you and your father getting up. That was easy for you to do, right? And it was also easy for you not to do. What would have happened if you had not done it? See,
if I hadn't practiced during the winter, I would not have been able to get my game to the point. I would have had a shorter time frame to improve my skills.
So that's what we're talking about. You didn't try to go out. You can't go in 1 month and get the level of skills that you got over that time. You broke it up a little bit every day.
That's
you didn't
that's
make
a slight edge philosophy. That's the slight edge philosophy. Baby steps. one at a time.
And see, that's the thing about it. I tell people, it's not really a secret. It's just in how we approach it, what our intentions are, and really how we focus. And that was the difference for me in going from, you know, getting into network marketing back in 1996 and not really having success until 2005, when I found and really got serious. You know, another thing is you got to have a strong why. And I heard that in your story. It wasn't until 2005 that I really got my why, or in the 2000s, about why I wanted to this business to work for me. During that period, I would say from 2003 until 2005, two of my sisters fell ill to cancer, and they died within 6 months of each other. So I had a really strong why to change my lifestyle. I had a strong why to want to be available for my family now. I have a strong why. You had a very strong why. You wanted to be number one.
That's right. There's only one number one.
And you were number one. And that's
right.
And
I'm already competitive. Yeah,
you
I'm already competitive.
You weren't gonna let nobody tell you what you are what you already knew, right?
That's right.
So
that's
the
right.
belief, and that's what it is. It's our belief in ourselves, and it keeps us going and doing what we were born to do. Because so many people, Baba Jahi died with their potential already still in them.
Yeah,
they never
fulfilled
their potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Les Brown talks about the richest place on the planet is the cemetery, because there lies people with unfulfilled dreams.
Yes.
Because they let a three-letter word get in their way. But.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I could do something. But, you know, I mean, they don't go after it. I mean, another, you know, point that I'd like to share as we get ready to wrap up, we got about 7 minutes left, is that I remember one time reading Odd Mandingo, and he was saying how when he met Michael Jackson, is that how Michael Jackson had the most highlighted copy of Think and Grow Rich. Odd had met a lot of salespeople and stuff, right? He did conferences.
Yes.
He said Michael Jackson had the most highlighted, underwritten, and nope, on Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill than anybody he had ever seen before.
Wow. Amazing.
See, we look at Mike and we don't understand the discipline that Mike had for putting together what he did and how he worked. But I mean, see, and people don't know, well, Michael Jackson reading Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, see, we don't hear those stories. But Og said that he met with Mike, and Mike pulled out his book, you know what I mean? Now, he could have won one. Mike could have had one. I had a new one. But he had the one that he highlighted, had notes in, stuff written on the side, because that was his motivating script.
Exactly. That's amazing. That's a great story. Wow. A great piece of history there. Because he broke it down. He studied it. And not only that, but there's a part in Think and Grow Rich talking about transmutation.
Mm-hmm.
He knew the power of his mind, and he was developing, and he wasn't a salesman of products, but he was a salesman of belief. Look at what he did in his life, how he transcended generations.
Yes,
he transcended borders. The man, he knew that there was a universal language that he can speak to people. And I'm so glad you shared that story with me, because now it's going to make me appreciate my copy of more, a little bit more.
Yeah,
than let
I
me
mean,
go back and see what I missed.
Right. So this is so powerful. I mean, like I said, you said when you talk about Mike in terms of his appeal, I mean, we got little children. You know, I mean, I grew up in the Michael Jackson days, you know what I mean? You know,
yeah,
when they first came out in terms of that. But you got little children who, you know, didn't grow up during that era, but you put his music on it. Michael Jackson. I'm saying,
my grandbabies know about Michael Jackson. I'm going, what y'all know about Michael Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
They told me about Michael Jackson.
Right.
You know what?
Right.
That was amazing to me, but that also tells you again how he transformed himself
mm-hmm.
through his mind. And thank you so much for sharing that. That is powerful. I did not even know Og Mandino met Michael Jackson. I really do like Og Mandino and his works, The Greatest Salesman and The Greatest
right.
Speaker and all that. That's the other books that I need to put on the list that I have in my library. So, you know, it's been really great here speaking with you and expanding. But you did mention about the vision board. All the people
right.
that you mentioned, I know they had vision boards.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, you know, accomplish what, like you say, you can't hit what you can't see on a target.
That's it.
You have to get your dream and your focus within your sight. There may be instances where you have it, but you haven't put it on paper before. Make that dream board real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, you know, take out a picture. So, what's on your refrigerator, you know?
That's right.
How many things on the refrigerator do we just have phone numbers of advertisement refrigerator magnets, or do you have something up there empowering for you to look at every day? Use your refrigerator as a dream board. Use your mirror in your bathroom as a dream board. Put what you want before you. And I, because of the principles that we're talking about, these are, I would say, natural laws that are going to be. That are applied, if applied, will serve us well. If not applied, they won't serve us well. So
yeah, because you see something. You know, all of us have visions. It's just that, you know, whether our visions is a vision of poverty or a vision of prosperity, we have
yes.
a vision. You know, and because our mind moves on what we see.
That's right. If we're living among what we don't want to be with every day, put the picture of what you want up and
mm-hmm.
see how your life, just like Michael Jackson, will be transformed or transmuted. You have the power to do that. You have the power to make your dreams your reality. That's what the Slight Edge will help you do when applied. I'm so glad that you became, did you finish the story? Did you tell us what happened with the season?
Hmm?
What happened with after all of your practice.
I became number one, and I set some records at my high school as far as tennis. And then my sister came behind me, and she at that time they didn't let girls play on the boys' varsity team. But our coach, because he wasn't from America, Mr. Belakish, who was from Czechoslovakia,
yes.
He went against the tide and let her play on the boys' team, even though her matches got disqualified, but she paved the way so that eventually in the Maryland MSA, the Maryland Scholastic, I mean the Maryland, I forget what MSA is, but it has to do with sports teams, is that now in Baltimore, girls can play on the varsity tennis team, but my sister was the one, was to help with changing that rule, because what happened was my father taught us how to play. That's a whole story. He taught us how to play tennis because it was a game that he wanted to learn, and because his children were involved in his life, he taught us. So my sister came behind me, and she was beating up on the dudes.
Isn't that amazing?
And at that time, they didn't allow girls to do that.
It all goes back, though, to you and your dad in those winters,
mm-hmm.
going out there, putting the salt on the court.
That's it.
That simple discipline. Those that, you know, one thing that you did, look how many lives it has impacted still to this day. Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Baba Jahi. That is a great, that's why I say I want you to bring it full circle, because I know I knew there was a lot more behind that. So that's all
yeah,
I
yeah, well, we got 30-some seconds left here, so we need to go ahead and close out. And, you know, and I know your listeners will be looking forward to next week when we get that clip together for them and all of that, and just, you know, hey, just want to share with people again as we close out, you know, don't believe what you see, but see what you believe. And if you do that, you know, there's nothing that you can't accomplish.
Hallelujah. Have a great day, everybody. It's my time.
All right. It's my time.
Enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.